Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got the internet going nuts. Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Texans versus Cowboys. Who says no? It's going to happen. Is it going to happen on Thanksgiving? One of the newest Texans hopes so. We heard from Stephon Diggs for the first time. We'll hear what he had to say about being a Houston Texan, as well as what CJ's original thoughts were when we play the hits. But first, let's hear a little bit of Cowboys versus Texans rivalry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Micah Parsons, CJ Stroud, both Mulligetta guys, both Brian Burney guys. They were on Bleacher Report yesterday during the draft. It went about how you'd expect. Let's start with that popular question that people like to mention. Who's the best NFL team in Texas? Here's CJ and Micah.
You say, is the best team in Texas?
Crazy beef. I like that. You know what it is? I mean, I feel like Micah knows who it is.
I mean, Steph knows who it is.
But no, like, everything got to get figured out on the field, you know, like.
I ain't even see no chemistry, and I ain't even get a snap. We the best team. What the hell? You feel me?
We're going to figure it out. Yeah, we're going to figure it out. Like, everything in life, man, like, is a time and place. You're going to see what it's about.
And you know what it is? You know what it is?
What is it?
You know, he faced some pretty good guys, but he ain't never see a killer, though.
You sit on a couch with one.
Man, I love that.
All right, you sit on the couch with one, okay. What about the Texans' move? Micah Parsons has been pretty critical of the Cowboys' moves, including their draft pick yesterday, man. I didn't know what Guyton did to you.
Body language.
But here was Micah Parsons and C.J. Stroud going back and forth on the moves that the Texans have made while the Cowboys have been quiet.
What went through your head? Because I know you're a jealous person.
Yeah, I was very jealous. I said, they souped up, bro. The first thing I called is his bro, Trash. Yo, bro, I can't believe this, dog. Like, how this happened? Like, you know, they got all these moving pieces. Even, like, the pieces before him they added with Mix and adding Danielle Hunter with Will Anderson, just adding all those, like, superstar pieces. I was like, this is the time to do it. I was like, they really locked in on CJ. Because that's the only time you ever see that when you got a – before you pay that big check, you know, you got that time where your QB is sitting on just a little bit of money.
Assemble the squad.
Yeah, so they souped up right now.
Yeah, they're souped up. That's what he says. Now, Thanksgiving, we've been talking about it.
It has to be.
I mean, come on.
At this point. I mean, just because.
You're interviewing the Diggs family right there around the Thanksgiving table.
Well, just so you can replay this cut about you're sitting.
It's going to get replayed
one.
No matter what.
Well, I know, but I'm thinking, can you imagine on Thanksgiving?
It'll be a lot of buildup there.
Yeah.
Here is Micah Parsons, CJ Stroud, with a little Stephon Diggs, too. His brother's a Cowboy, so that just adds to things.
You ain't never see a killer in his eyes and, you know, guy throw that ball downfield like that. He ain't, you know what? He just
cap.
Be talking. Dog, he just be talking.
Hey, I can tell you right now. You know, we've had this ongoing conversation, especially since my brother been in Texas. It's been a conversation at least bi-weekly about I see you soon. So hopefully it's on Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying, so we can figure out who eating turkey and who not.
Steph,
one of us going to be eating turkey, hey, the other one hey, going to be stuffing.
You ever watch Norbit? Like, Norbit, one of my favorite movies?
Sure.
I'm going to eat the leg. He's going to be eating turkey ass. I'm going to
I knew what he was doing there.
I'm going to send that turkey butt over to the locker room to let him know how I feel about him.
That's a great call by him.
But Micah Parsons has one fan, man.
Yeah. Good
Lord.
that's a great call.
Here is Diggs with Stroud with Parsons hopping in as the internet goes nuts here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
What's up,
bro?
A7.
What up, Trim?
I was going to say what's up to Micah, but I don't really.
Nah, for real, though.
That's crazy. What's up, man? You know, I'm real jealous, but, you know, I'm going to come down to Houston to come see you, big bro. Don't worry, bro.
Come holler at me.
I am.
We're going to go holler at them.
Oh, for sure. No curse words. Sorry.
That's crazy, bro.
What is it like for you, man, to be joining that squad, a team on the up and up?
I'm extremely excited. He's a hell of a quarterback. He's a hell of a leader. As you watch those guys throughout the season last year, you kind of start building something extremely special. Him as a quarterback and him as you see him lead his team, it was something that we all kind of got excited about, something that, you know, you kind of noticed it around the league. If you were watching it, you heard about it. And that's something that I kind of took heed to. And in the offseason, the more conversations I had with him on a personal level, kind of like it's easy to fall in love with a quarterback like that.
All right, there you go. Steph Diggs.
It has to be. They're saying it. I mean, players are like, come on, let's go. Thanksgiving. You can eat the turkey butt.
Make it happen.
Let's do it.
Let's see.
I got the internet going nuts.
This was kind of long, and but Bill Belichick, it was like the epitome of why this guy, you just have to sit.
Be careful when you use that word. You start fights when you start using the word epitome.
Well, no, they interpreted it wrong. Well, actually, they interpreted it right. But the epitome of just sit, just sit crisscross applesauce and listen to a legend tell a legendary story.
We've been trying to trade for Randy Moss for 2 months, like childbirth. And so yeah. after the first day of the draft, I talked to Mr. Davis. I said, are we going to make a steal or not? And he said, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it for your fourth. And so I said, well, we got to get the guy in for a physical. We can't take his contract. We're going to have to renegotiate his contract. And Mr. Davis said, well, that's your problem. So I said, okay, hung up the phones. This is like 11:30 at night, right after the first day of the draft. I call up Randy. Said, hey, Randy, this is Coach Belichick. Boom. Hangs up the phone.
What?
Let me try this again. Randy, it's Coach Belichick. Who is this? Who's pranking me? Who is this? Bam. Hangs up the phone. Randy, this is Coach Belichick. We traded for you. What? Is this a joke? This better not be a joke. Who is this? Really? I said, yeah, but look, we got to get this done by tomorrow at noon. He goes, all right, what do I need to do? I said, you need to come up, take a physical, and we need to renegotiate your contract. It was by noon? Said, yeah. I was, well, I'm in Houston now, but I got a plane. I'll be there. And he's there at 8 o'clock in the morning, comes in and takes the physical. We're done at 10 o'clock. First thing he says to me is, where's the playbook? Right here. He said, okay, because when I walk out there with the first team with Brady, I got to know all the plays. I can't go out there and make mental errors and screw up. He was smart, man. This guy smart. So I sat down. I watched a lot of film with him. I said, Randy, like, we never had a guy like you. I go, you know, like, this is awesome. On this post safety coverage, what are you going to do? He goes, Coach, you ain't going to see any post safety coverage against me. You're going to see cover two. He's like, you're going to see cover two. And he was right. 25 touchdowns. Randy, come on, man. Randy, I'm trying to.
Stanford Routes actually told that story a couple times because he was actually with him.
Yeah.
They were at a club or something.
Yeah.
Because that was Raiders days.
Mm-hmm. That's and but Belichick just lights up all of a sudden. Now that he's not coach anymore.
Well, Moss got him in a Halloween costume. He showed up to Randy Moss's roller skating Halloween costume Halloween costume party. He's always kind of softened him up a little bit. I love that country mofo, Randy Moss.
Yeah.
My favorite, man.
He's so good.
I love Randy Moss.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got the internet going nuts.
Dallas Turner, man, he was feeling pretty good about himself yesterday out of Alabama. He joined C.J. Stroud and Micah on that Bleacher Report thing that they had going. And goodness gracious, man, number 17 overall pick to the Vikings. He's going to join former Texans Jonathan Greenard and Blake Cashman. And he's also going to get roasted by C.J. Stroud because of his drip.
What do you got to say to him, Micah?
No, C.J., what do you got to say to him? First of all, congratulations, bro. Happy for you. I think. See, he smiled because he know he'd be going at it. I think JG is going to help you a lot, bro. I don't know if you know JG yet, but connect with Jonathan Greenard. And bro, he's going to help you a lot, man. He helped me a ton. Helped Will get better. I know you and Will really close, man. I'm happy for you. But I got to keep it real with you, bro. Top five worst suits I've ever seen in my life. Y'all ain't going to lie, bro.
I mean, that's coming from a person that don't know how to dress, so.
I like that. Man, CJ was loose, kind of feeling it, feeling very comfortable.
Hanging out.
Yeah, hanging out.
Chilling, breaking it down.
It was good. We got to talk about this.
I got the internet going nuts.
I don't want to talk about this because I'm embarrassed.
Okay.
For Joe Espada.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
What? I'm mad at Adam Spillane, to be honest. Oh, he's fiery, boy. He's gonna get ejected out of some games. He looked like...
I tweeted the video. He literally asked the umpire to throw him out calmly, and the umpire said, really? And he said, yes, and then he threw him out.
Yeah.
And he just walked out.
And even the announcers were like...
I think
like,
he wiped his feet at the dugout.
May I leave now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can leave now.
If I was that umpire, I would say no. I would just say, no, I'm not throwing you out.
It doesn't even... like
you got to do something else.
Man. It doesn't even serve its purpose.
Do something,
He's
bro.
David Culley, dude.
They're like, yes.
He's David Culley. It wasn't David Culley's fault that the Texans were where they are. I don't think it's Joe Espada's complete fault. I think a lot of this stuff was going to happen naturally with the roster. I've heard some people say, well, Dusty took this team. It was different. I mean, it was inevitable. They were getting older.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't blame Espada for all the problems. I do think Joe Espada, like David Culley, he latched on to situations where he was just an assistant coach, and he latched on with the Yankees, and he latched on with the Astros. And as a result of that, he gained respect. I also don't think he elevates stuff. And I mean, that was embarrassing yesterday. Well, that's slimy.
It was. It is slimy. But before we do that, the whole
purpose. Did you hear his explanation of the ejection?
Yes.
Listen to this.
Yes.
Listen to this explanation.
You know, did not agree with his strike zone today.
Throughout the whole game?
Yeah, I thought there were some, you know, pitches that didn't go our way, and I just didn't agree with him.
Why'd you kind of choose that moment right there?
I just got tired of watching.
The whole,
I just admitted he asked to leave.
He asked to leave. But the whole purpose of getting thrown out is to fire up your team, right? To spark something.
Man, that guy's
like
awful.
Like you say what you will about
he stinks.
Aaron Boone and all these others. That, like
this guy's bad.
They still spark some sort of reaction.
Bad.
He didn't spark anything.
He's bad.
If anything, it was the exact opposite.
You want to hear his speech?
That's our manager.
Here's how he says they got to show some fire. Listen to this delivery.
They're fighting, man. You know, they want to get back to playing the type of baseball that we are capable of. But it's not happening, and it's not going to happen unless we change it. Like, no one is going to handle anything. This is
what is
we have
about?
To fight
Nothing.
Through this. Is there a team that could do it? It's this club. So I know they will turn these things around, but there's got to be a little bit more urgency. There's got to be more fire in the middle of the game where we find ourselves back against the corner. We just got to fight. And if we do that, we'll be fine.
Right,
there's
good.
Nothing there.
We got to fight.
There's nothing there.
We got to fight, guys.
Yeah.
They got to be 30 games over 500 for the remainder of the season to get to that 90 that I talk about.
30.
30 games above 500 the remainder of the season.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Still mad at Adam Spillane.
Internet going. He told us he was going to be fiery.
Well.
Lord.
Okay.
Golly, that ain't even a match. Goodness gracious. Coming up, Stephon Diggs speaks for the first time. And yeah, Joe Espada. What's going on there next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.